Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Sunday, first class, June 9, 2024, Romans.
Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the teaching of God's word. And therefore, open the word of God to Romans chapter 7. Romans 7. And in preparation to worship our Lord this morning, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the preservation of the canon of Scripture, the eternal and absolute truth of your word, that spiritual food and manna from heaven that enables us to grow up in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we might fulfill the very plan, will, and purpose that you have for each one of our lives. And as we assemble this morning to fellowship in the Word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of your Word to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name, amen. Well, good thing we have the Holy Rollers are here. No, I know who is here. I think it's Cindy LaRosa, the LaRosas from the Philippines. Ta-da! Woo! I thought the Holy Rollers were here. They started screaming. Well, if you do not personally know Cindy, I've never met Marco. Good to meet you. The LaRosa, the nation of the Philippines is blessed. They will never understand how much they are blessed as a result of the ministry of Ralph and Cindy LaRosa. Phenomenal in the Philippines. And it's great to see you. I haven't seen you for so long. Now, the only thing I know, your hair's dark and mine's blonde now, see? Gray, I know it's gray. So some of the best, they are missionaries that are doing the job exactly as God set it out in his word. And it's been an honor and a privilege to know them. And Ralph is in heaven now. And I love that guy. And I have so many memories of Ralph and Cindy coming here. We went out, houseboat, Lake Mead, shooting bats. doing all kinds of great, great stuff. But Ralph's in heaven, and we just had Don Lebchick's memorial service. Don is up there with Ralph. They're both having a good glass of wine, great wine. Not the stuff that Tim brings, you know. But the kind that Jesus Christ makes, you know, the real wine up there. So it's good to see you. We are in Romans chapter 7. And verse 12 says, as a matter of fact, therefore, the Mosaic law is holy. Also, the commandment, referring to the 10th commandment, you shall not lust, it is holy and righteous and intrinsically good. Now, before we get to verse 13, a couple of things about the Mosaic Law. First of all, the Mosaic Law has a specialized objective. God is the one who created it. It came from God, it's perfect, but the Mosaic Law has a specialized objective. Two, the Mosaic Law doesn't do everything. It is perfect, but it's got a specialized objective. Three, for example, keeping the works of the Mosaic Law cannot save you. Keeping the works of the Mosaic Law cannot save you. Turn over to Galatians chapter 2, verse 16. Galatians 2:16. Galatians chapter 2, verse 16. And the Apostle Paul is the human author of Galatians, and he says, nevertheless, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but through faith in Christ Jesus, even we have believed in Christ Jesus that we may be justified by faith. Faith in Christ, and not by the works of the law, since by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. And in the Greek, we have a double negative. Bad English, but great Greek. Ume. No flesh will be justified by trying to keep the works of the law. So, again, the Mosaic Law has a specialized objective. However, keeping the works of the Mosaic Law cannot save you. Galatians 2:16. 4. Keeping the works of the Mosaic Law is not spirituality. It's not spirituality. We are living in the dispensation of the church age from Pentecost to the rapture. The most unique dispensation in all of human history. The only dispensation that has the unique spiritual life given to us that is a supernatural way of life and can only be lived by supernatural power. That supernatural power is God the Holy Spirit. So spirituality in this dispensation is the filling of the Spirit. Ephesians 5:18, a mandate. And it's in your Bibles, keep on being filled with the Spirit. That's doesn't really tell you exactly what's going on there. The word to fill is pleroo. Looks like this in the Greek, P-L-long-E-R-O-long-O. And pleroo was used of wind that fills the sails on a ship and empowers it, drives it through the water, empowers it. So really, to understand what God is saying there, he's saying keep on being empowered in your life by God the Holy Spirit. empowered. So Ephesians 5:18 is one of the mandates of spirituality. Keep on being empowered by the Spirit. And then again in Galatians 5:16, walk by means of the Spirit and you will not carry out the lust patterns of the sin nature. So we have these mandates of what spirituality is in the church age, and that is the filling of the Spirit, or being empowered in our life by God the Holy Spirit. That's the power to live the unique spiritual life of the church age. And then point five, keeping the works of the Mosaic Law is not the way of divine blessing. Keeping the works of the Mosaic Law is not the way of divine blessing. Six, the Mosaic Law makes a lot of demands on the human race. The Mosaic Law makes a lot of demands on the human race to show the human race that it has a problem. And the problem is the old sin nature is the ruler of human life from physical birth until salvation. So the Mosaic Law makes a lot of demands on the human race to show the human race that it has a problem. And the problem is the sin nature as the ruler of human life. We come into the world at physical birth as slaves to the old sin nature as the ruler of human life, slaves to Satan as the ruler of this world. Point seven. Then the Mosaic Law points to the solution. And the solution is found in Codex number 2, where you had to have in shadow form Christology and soteriology. There's the solution. Points to Jesus Christ. So again, Romans 7:12 says, as a matter of fact, therefore, the Mosaic Law is holy. Also, the commandment, the 10th commandment, you shall not lust, is holy and righteous and intrinsically good. Now we come to verse 13 and we have the true ministry of the Mosaic Law. Verse 13. And it starts out, the King James Version is pretty bad here. Was then that which is good made death unto me? This is the postpositive conjunction un plus the nominative singular neuter of agathos with a definite article plus the dative singular of the personal pronoun ego plus the aorist middle indicative of genomai and the noun thanatos. We have the postpositive conjunction un. Looks like that in the Greek, O-U-N. Postpositive conjunction. It's an inferential un, and therefore it should be correctly translated, therefore. We'll translate it, therefore. And then we have our friend agathos. Agathos. Now you see it translated, the word good. Now I don't like the word good. Everybody in here knows I don't like the word good. I'll always ask you, how are you doing? Oh, I'm good. Well, I feel sorry for you. As soon as you say you're good, I start praying. Oh, Lord, this person's only good. They're way down here and they need to be way up here. So when the grandkids come back for vitamins, that's candy, chocolate, you know, great stuff. I always ask, how are you doing? And they used to say good. And then as soon as they say good, I go, oh Lord, breathe. They're only good. They're not doing very well. They need to be supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, you know. But this is a different word for good. This is agathos. And agathos means good of intrinsic value. It means absolute good. Now that's great. Absolute good. And when agathos is in the neuter, which it is in our verse, ta agathon, then it is a substantive. That is, it functions as a noun and is correctly translated what is intrinsically valuable and good. The personal pronoun ego E-G long O, ego. Ego is for me, the Apostle Paul. Ginomai is the verb to become. G-I-N-O-M-A-I, ginomai, the verb to become. And the aorist tense, did it become the cause of, did it become the cause of thanatos, the word for death, sometimes physical death, here spiritual death, T-H-A-N-A-T-O-S, thanatos, spiritual death. So the corrected translation, therefore, did what is intrinsically good, the Mosaic law, did it become the cause of spiritual death for me? He's asking this question. Therefore, did what is intrinsically good, the Mosaic law, we learned that in verse 12, did it become the cause of spiritual death for me? And then we have the King James, God forbid. Okay, there's the word God, theos, here's God forbid. Do you see God anywhere there? Me genoite. No, they're just trying to be very, very emphatic, God forbid. I kind of like the way the colonel said to translate this. Hell no! That's a pretty good translation. At least God's been left out, but we brought hell in. Say, hell no. Me genoita. This is the negative me plus the aorist active optative of the verb genomai. Me genoita is the strongest negative in the Greek. Literally, it means let it not be so. That's a literal translation. But, point one, figuratively, it means by no means, far from it, definitely not, emphatically not. So figuratively, it means by no means, far from it, definitely not, emphatically not. Two, meganoita emphatically denies the allegation that the Mosaic law became the cause of spiritual death for the Apostle Paul. Meganoita emphatically denies the allegation that the Mosaic law became the cause of spiritual death for the Apostle Paul. Three. So this raises the question then, what is the cause of spiritual death? We know one thing, it's definitely not the Mosaic law. So this raises the question, what is the cause of spiritual death? Meganoita is definitely not the Mosaic law. Four, the cause of spiritual death is the imputation of Adam's original sin to the genetically formed old sin nature at physical birth. At the moment you're born, Adam's original sin is imputed to the genetically formed sin nature at physical birth. That is the cause of spiritual death. We all are born into this world physically alive, but in the status of spiritual death. before we did anything. It's very hard for a baby. We come in as babies. None of you came in 17 years old. See? And all the ladies are saying, amen, thank you very much. Babies can't do anything except drink milk and poop. And it's not a sin to drink and it's not a sin to poop. That's all they do. They don't commit sins for quite a ways down the line. So for a long time, they're here. But they're spiritually dead at the moment of physical birth. They're spiritually dead. They do not receive spiritual death when they commit their first personal sin. That's the result of being spiritually dead. And, you know, all baby. You know, all you ladies, isn't he cute? Isn't he just so cute? What a cute little baby you have there. Yes. And if you were objective, you say, yeah, he's spiritually dead. Now, all of us come in spiritually dead, physically alive and spiritually dead. 5. So again, point 4, the cause of spiritual death is the imputation of Adam's original sin to the genetically formed sin nature at physical birth. 5, we are born physically alive and in the status of spiritual death. At that very moment of physical birth, we are spiritually dead. So the corrected translation says, therefore, did what is intrinsically good, the Mosaic law, become the cause of spiritual death for me? Emphatically not. Meganoita. Okay, 1. The Mosaic law is intrinsically good. God gave us the Mosaic Law. It comes from God. God is perfect. The Mosaic Law is perfect. The Mosaic Law is intrinsically good. Agathos. 2. Therefore, the intrinsically good Mosaic Law is not the cause of spiritual death. It's not the cause of spiritual death simply because it exposes the sin nature as being sinful and the cause of spiritual death. Therefore, the intrinsically good Mosaic law is not the cause of spiritual death simply because it exposes the old sin nature as being sinful and the real cause of spiritual death. Three. The intrinsically good Mosaic law exposes the sin nature as bad, as sinful. The intrinsically good Mosaic law exposes the sin nature which we have in our body as bad and sinful. So, point 4, the sin nature is the culprit. The sin nature is the culprit, not the Mosaic law. Nothing wrong with the Mosaic law. It's intrinsically good. So the sin nature is the culprit, not the Mosaic law. 5, the Mosaic law is holy and righteous and intrinsically good, as we see in Romans 7, verse 12. The Mosaic law is holy and righteous and intrinsically good, as we studied in verse 12, Romans 7, 12. 6, Meganoita says it is absolutely unthinkable to say that the intrinsically good Mosaic law is the cause of spiritual death. just because it exposes the sin nature as being utterly sinful. So Meganoita says it is absolutely unthinkable to say that the intrinsically good Mosaic law is the cause of spiritual death just because it exposes the sin nature as being utterly sinful. Seven. On the contrary, the Mosaic law served its basic purpose of making the sin nature known that it is utterly sinful. On the contrary, the Mosaic law served its basic purpose of making the sin nature known that it is utterly sinful. So our corrected translation says so far, therefore, not therefore, I mean, sounds like I just reached puberty there for a second. Therefore, did what is intrinsically good, the Mosaic law, become the cause of spiritual death to me? Meganoita, emphatically not. But sin, that it might appear sin. It says, sounds like this. Allah he hamartia hina fane hamartia. So we got hamartia, hamartia. This is the conjunction Allah with the nominative singular of hamartia with the definite article, plus hina, plus the subjunctive of fino, plus the singular of hamartia repeated. All right. Meganoita is the strongest negative in the Greek. This is the strongest conjunction of contrast in the Greek. A-L-L-A, Allah. Strongest conjunction of contrast in the Greek, you translate it, but. And when Allah follows Meganoita as it does in our verse, then it makes the contrast even stronger. So Allah sets up a contrast between one, the Mosaic law, with the old sin nature. Sets up a contrast between one, the Mosaic law, with the old sin nature. Two, that which is holy, righteous, and intrinsically good, with that which is utterly sinful. It sets up a contrast between that which is holy, righteous, and intrinsically good with that which is utterly sinful. Three, it sets up a contrast between that which points to the problem with that which is the problem. Third, it sets up a contrast between that which points to the problem with that which is the problem. And then we have hamartia in the singular, and we've had this so often now in Romans, you all know it. Before I even write it up here, you go, I know, in the singular, old sin nature. I got it. H-A-M-A-R-T-I-A, hamartia. In the plural, it's used for personal sin. In the singular, most of the time, it's used for the sin nature. And that's how it's used here. The sin nature is the real culprit. The real culprit is the sin nature, not the Mosaic law. And then hina plus the subjunctive. And when you have hina plus the subjunctive, and you're such an enlightened congregation, you know that this most of the time introduces a purpose clause, and you translate it in order that or for the purpose that, and it's hina plus the subjunctive of the verb fino. P-H-A-I-N long O, fino. Now, phaino, literally, it means to shine or to give light or to be bright. Figuratively, it means to appear, to show oneself, to reveal, to expose. And it's used figuratively in our verse here. The aorist tense is a culminative aorist. The culminative aorist says that a state had been in existence before, and this aorist presents the culmination of this state. The passive voice, the old sin nature, receives the action of being exposed as the culprit. The sin nature receives the action of being revealed as the real cause of spiritual death. The subjunctive mood goes along with hina to introduce this purpose clause. And then we have hamartia repeated. And when it's repeated, you translate it as sin or as sinful. So the corrected translation. Therefore, did what is intrinsically good, the Mosaic law, become the cause of spiritual death for me? Meganoita, emphatically not. But the sin nature, in order that it might be shown to be sinful. See that? It's great when you have it and you're not looking at the King James. Therefore, did what is intrinsically good, the Mosaic law, become the cause of spiritual death to me, for me? Emphatically not, meganoita. But the sin nature, in order that it might be shown to be sinful, then we have in the King James, working death in me by that which is good. Well, the key word here is a kot ergazomai. We have the present middle participle of kot ergazomai with the accusative singular of thanatos plus the dative singular of the personal pronoun ego once again, plus the prepositional phrase dia plus the genitive singular of agathos with the definite article. Key verb here is kot ergazomai. Looks like that in the Greek, K-A-T-E-R-G-A-Z-O-M-A-I, kot ergazomai. All right, a couple of things on this verb. One, kot ergazomai means to achieve, to accomplish. To achieve, to accomplish. Two, the sin nature with its lust patterns revealed by the 10th commandment, which Paul has mentioned, you shall not lust, accomplished the objective of showing the Apostle Paul that he came into the world spiritually dead. So the sin nature with its lust patterns revealed by the 10th commandment, thou shalt not lust, accomplished the objective of showing the Apostle Paul that he came into the world physical birth in the status of spiritual death. Three, thanatos again is the word for death, and again it refers to spiritual death. Physically alive, we're born physically alive and spiritually dead. Four, now spiritual death existed before the Mosaic law. Spiritual death existed before the Mosaic law, but the Mosaic law revealed spiritual death. So, point five, kot ergazomai also means to bring about, to produce, to make something already in existence a reality. So kader gadzamai also means to bring about, to produce, to make something already in existence a reality. Six, the dative of the personal pronoun ego, to me. And then seven, only one sin condemns the human race. Only one sin condemns the human race. Adam's original sin in the garden. Only one sin condemns the human race, Adam's original sin in the garden. Turn over to Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. Romans 5, verse 12. Therefore, just as through one man, Adam, just as through one man, Adam, sin entered into the world, and spiritual death through sin, and so spiritual death spread to all men, because all sinned when Adam sinned. Now, some of you are saying, I wasn't there. I wasn't there to sin when Adam sinned. Now, if I had been there, I'll tell you, if you had been there, you'd have sinned a lot sooner than Adam. So don't get too high on your high horse here. This is a great verse. Therefore, just as through one man, Adam, sin entered into the world, and spiritual death through sin, so spiritual death spread to all men, because all sinned when Adam sinned. So, 8, the original sin of Adam is imputed to each one of us at physical birth. The original sin of Adam is imputed to each one of us at physical birth. At physical birth, two imputations. Two imputations at physical birth. Human life, imputed to the format soul, and Adam's original sin imputed to the genetically formed old sin nature. Two imputations of physical birth. And therefore we are born physically alive and spiritually dead. Physically alive and spiritually dead. 9. Our condemnation occurs at physical birth. Our condemnation occurs at physical birth, at the moment of physical birth, not when we commit our first personal sin. And that might be a long time. Our condemnation occurs at physical birth. Romans 5:12. 10. Personal sin is the result. It's the result of having the sin nature and being in spiritual death. Personal sin is the result of having the sin nature and being in the status of spiritual death. Therefore, personal sin is not the basis of our condemnation. It's the result of our condemnation. Therefore, personal sin is not the basis of our condemnation. It's the result of our condemnation. Well, personal sin is the manifestation of the sin nature's rulership over human life. Personal sin is the manifestation of the old sin nature's rulership over human life, but not the means of our condemnation. So personal sin is the manifestation of the old sin nature's rulership over human life, but not the means of our condemnation. Personal sin will result in divine discipline, but not condemnation. That occurred at physical birth. Adam's original sin imputed to the genetically formed sin nature at the moment of physical birth. The present tense is a nomic present. There is a timelessness to this use of the present. It makes a statement of general timeless fact. It does not say that something is happening, but that something does happen. The middle voice is deponent, middle in form, but active in meaning. The Mosaic law performs the action of the verb, making the sin nature with its lust patterns and spiritual death a reality. The participle is circumstantial means, by means of making spiritual death a reality. And the dative of the personal pronoun ego, to me. And then the dia plus the genitive of thanatos. Dia plus the genitive, by means of, through. And then we have the preposition dia, the object of the preposition dia is agathos. A-G-A-T-H-O-S, agathos. Through the good, through the intrinsically good Mosaic law. Through that which is intrinsically good, the Mosaic law. So, corrected translation, therefore, did what is intrinsically good, the Mosaic law, become the cause of spiritual death to me? Meganoita, emphatically not. But the old sin nature, in order that it might be shown to be sinful, by making spiritual death a reality to me through the intrinsically good Mosaic law. You get that? I mean, you got washboards on your foreheads there. Therefore, did what is intrinsically good, the Mosaic law, become the cause of spiritual death to me? Meganoita, emphatically not. But the old sin nature, in order that it might be shown to be sinful, by making spiritual death a reality to me through the intrinsically good Mosaic law. All right, well, we haven't quite finished verse 13. We'll take a break. Some of you look like you need a break. We'll give you about 15 and come back for part two.